Hey everyone, it's Deb, and you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating. I'm a relationship and dating coach with a passion for great connections. I want to connect you with the relationship you want, whether it's with your partner or a special someone, with your family or friends, with God, or that very important relationship with you. After all, connecting with ourselves and loving ourselves is the crucial first step to being able to fully give love to anyone else. Connections are everything.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Deb McEwen. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Today's episode is The Friend Zone. But before we get into it, it's the awkward dating moment. This date was another one from the archive. At this particular time during my high school years, I had a big crush on a boy I worked with. I was a bakery girl and he was the produce manager. A match made in grocery heaven. One day, he made his way over to the bakery and asked me to go on a double date with him and some of his friends. We were going to go to their house and have dinner and play games, and I was super excited for this date because I really liked him. He came and picked me up. We drove all the way up the canyon to his friend's huge, gorgeous home. And when we got there, we noticed that there was a big ice rink out in their backyard. It was dusk and the lights that they had strung up around the rink were glowing, and it was super romantic, and he wanted to go ice skating. My teenage girl self was both enchanted and super nervous. I hadn't had much dating experience, and I wanted to make a good impression, so he would ask me out again. So even though I was no Dorothy Hamill or even graceful when I walked, let alone having giant razor blades strapped to my feet, I didn't want to be a Debbie Downer because that actually goes against my nature. And I couldn't even use the excuse that I didn't bring skates because his friends had a bunch of extra ones, even my size, which is unusual. So we found some and went outside to skate. It was fun to skate around, hold his gloved hand, and try to keep myself upright. And I'm not sure how long we were out there, but after a while, I snapped out of my fairy tale and realized it was freezing. I didn't feel like my feet were super cold. In fact, I didn't feel them at all until I was inside and they started to warm up. They were numb at first, which turned out to be a good thing compared to what was coming next. And you know when your feet have been numb for a while and they start coming out of it and you feel that tingling? Well, that's not what I felt. After the numbness, I felt like there were tiny knives stabbing into my feet repeatedly. It hurt so bad. And I needed to do something for it to stop or I was going to lose it. And that cute, sweet boy I was on a date with helped me to the bathroom and sat me up on the counter. He didn't sit me up on the counter. I sat up on the counter with my feet in the sink, rinsing them with cold water to progressively warmer water so that they would thaw out slowly. Thankfully, I was able to hold back the tears, but man, that was so embarrassing. They finally thawed out, I wiped them off, and we sat with our feet in front of the fire. And I think he even held my hand without gloves on, which made it a great date after all. Luckily, he asked me out again, so that wasn't the last date he or I experienced with each other, but obviously it's ingrained in my memory for eternity. Okay, the friend zone. We've all heard the term. We've probably all experienced it before in one form or another because it's usually synonymous with the single scene and dating. Ugh. And those of us who have been there probably have some questions that I'm going to answer in this episode. Questions like, what is the friend zone? Is it actually a thing? How did I end up here? How do I avoid it? Is it always a bad thing? How do I even know if I've been friend-zoned? How do I know if I'm putting someone there? How can I tell if I'm not in someone's friend zone? I feel like we've been in the friend zone, but how do we get out of it? So first of all, what is the friend zone? It means your romantic intentions have been put in the backseat and you have landed in the domain of friendship instead. It's like shooting for the moon, like in It's a Wonderful Life. George Bailey tells Mary, "You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down." So romantic. But instead of the feeling being reciprocated, you shoot for the moon and end up with a high five. Is the friend zone a real thing? Yep, You may find that person you're interested in only sees you as a friend and is not interested in anything romantic. And if you're looking for something more, this can be a little frustrating and your ego may take a bit of a hit as well. I was in a situation like this. There were plenty of times that I put guys in the friend zone, which is not always a bad thing. And we'll talk about that later. But this particular time, I was the one who was zoned. We'd been friends for a while, but I didn't have the courage to do anything about it, even though I wanted to. Me feeling the way I did and him acting the way he did made me feel super vulnerable and even hurt sometimes, even though he didn't even know how I felt. How do you know if you're in the friend zone and can you get out of it? On the most basic level, you're in the friend zone with someone if they see you only as a friend and don't have any romantic or sexual feelings for you. They might even see you like a sibling. This usually occurs with someone you've known for a while, such as a childhood friend or someone in a shared friend group. I feel like that's when it's the most painful, because someone that you've just met may not be romantically interested in you, and the two of you don't yet have that close bond of friendship. You can meet someone and get a sense that nothing will ever happen because sometimes you can just tell. You could find yourself putting them in the dreaded friend zone before even giving them a chance. But if you've been friends with them for a while, you've obviously developed a relationship with them, albeit just friends. So that established connection is closer to your heart. That's why it's more painful. The friend zone is not always a bad place to be. If you also only consider that person to be a friend, both of you being in the friend zone can result in a comfortable and healthy platonic relationship. I have also experienced this. It was actually super refreshing. It's nice when both of you feel this way and you can just be yourself. So I met a cute guy online and found out that he had just moved to my town. I met him at a singles dance that same night, and he was just as cute in person, because sometimes that doesn't turn out that way, but he was just as cute in person, but I didn't really feel that personality connection, if that makes sense. Anyway, at the time, I didn't have anyone else to hang out with other than my kids, which was fun, but sometimes you just need a break and to spend time with another adult. Most of my friends were married, so I just assumed that they would want to spend time with their husbands. So I thought I really needed to find another single person to hang out with. My town was so small, there weren't too many singles around. We ran into each other a couple of times after that, so I messaged him and asked him if he wanted me to show him around or if he wanted to go to a movie sometime. And he lived fairly close to downtown, so I thought it would be convenient for him to just walk to the movie. That way I wouldn't put him in an awkward position of having to come and pick me up. I wasn't at all interested in him romantically, just socially. And I was doing everything I could to make it clear, us girls are good at giving hints. But he started avoiding me. I worked at a grocery store, and before I sent him that obviously terrifying message, he would stop in and chat with me. Then after I sent it, nothing. He would avoid the customer service area like the plague. I thought it was so weird until I realized he probably thought I was after him. So the next time he came in, I called him over and said, "Just to be clear, I'm not interested in you. I just thought it would be fun to have someone to hang out with sometimes. So you don't need to be afraid of me." And that was it. He, it turns out, didn't want to have to break my heart. So after we cleared the air, we became best friends and stayed that way for 10 years. Think of what he would have missed out on just by avoiding the situation instead of communicating. So the friend zone was actually a pretty great situation for both of us. However, if you do have romantic feelings for someone, the friend zone can basically represent a big glass window between the two of you that you can't get through. This can be incredibly challenging if you have deep feelings for another person. How can I know if I've been put in the zone? Here are some signs that will help you to know if you're there. Keep in mind, though, if you play into these signs or go along with them, you may be making it more difficult for you to get out. But you may not even realize you've been playing into them. So here they are for future reference. These are 6 of the most common signs. 1, they seem extremely comfortable around you. Yes, when you're seriously dating, you want to be able to be yourself. You want them to love you, all of you, which brings that extra level of comfort. That's so amazing. But when you're in the getting to know you or dating phase, we don't want the other person to see us at our worst or even at our mediocre. We want them to see us at our best. That's why we dress up for a date, or at least do our hair like we're getting glamour shots. We often make a bit more effort with our appearance, for example, and don't share all of our most embarrassing stories, unless you're me and just go ahead and share embarrassing moments on the first date. So if you notice they aren't making much of an effort, it could be their personality, which then you can decide whether or not you want to date that person. Or they could just be completely comfortable around you. If you're at the point with a friend where they seem almost too comfortable around you, this is often a sign that in their minds, you're just a friend and not a potential romantic connection. Therefore, they don't retain the air of mystery they might otherwise have with someone they hope something more will happen with. Number two, they tell you about people they like. There's a difference between wanting to make someone jealous and confiding in someone you aren't interested in. The difference is, if you want to make someone jealous, you tell them about someone who likes you or is pursuing you, because that makes you appear more desirable. If someone talks about someone they have a crush on, you're in the friend zone. They may even see you as a kind of a close friend who can offer them useful dating advice. There's no way that someone would talk about other people they're interested in if they want a romantic relationship with you, unless they're just stupid, which also happens. Number three, they treat you as a supportive shoulder to lean on. Again, when we're interested in someone, we want them to see the best parts of us. We don't share with them the skeletons in our closet. Instead, we focus on our successes and what makes us look good. If someone wants to discuss the details of their most difficult or embarrassing challenges, chances are they don't see you as someone they want to form a romantic connection with. You have skipped straight past potential dating material to the friend zone. Of course, in the long run, you do want to be able to share all of your personal challenges with your significant other, just as you would with a best friend. But if you are interested in dating someone, you tend to be a bit more guarded with your deepest feelings. Number four, they never do what you want to do. Usually, when you're interested in someone, you go out of your way to do what they want. You might agree to watch a movie you actually have no interest in, or go to a bar you don't like just because you know that they will be there. When my husband and I were first dating, he wanted to go to a concert in Arizona, and I was like, yes! But it was like Def Leppard, Motley Crue, I can't even remember the other, Joan Jett, and one more. And those are bands that I did not listen to. Not only did I not listen to them, I didn't like them to begin with. That's why I didn't listen to them. But I went, and I actually enjoyed it. I tried everything that I could to like Motley Crue, but I just couldn't. But the other ones I liked. So anyway, yeah, that's what you do when you're romantically interested in someone. They'll probably suggest an alternative movie or agree to meet up with you somewhere else on another night if you're in the friend zone. And this reminds me of my best guy friend. He was a complete gentleman. He would open doors for his dates and insist on paying. And I got to benefit from it too, which was great until we went to lunch and he told me I could only order off the dollar menu, which I'm okay with. But there were times when I wanted something that wasn't on the dollar menu, but because I wasn't a romantic interest, he didn't really care that I wanted something else. I just had to give him my money before we went in so he could still appear to pay for me. Yeah, friends do weird things for each other. Number five, they try to set you up with other people. When someone has a good friend who they don't have romantic feelings for, they sometimes want to set them up with their other friends. This can be because they want to see you happy, or they recognize that you're a great catch, just not for them. They might also think that it would be great if you bring their friend along, because then you could all hang out together. Someone told me a story about a date they went on, and she was interested in a guy and thought he felt the same. He'd asked her out on a date, but when she got there, he had invited another friend to join them, who happened to be a girl. That says a lot. But luckily for him, she let him know how she felt, and he decided that she was worth focusing on, and they ended up getting married. Yay! Number six, lack of physical contact. The absence of physical touch is one of the major signs you've been friend-zoned. When there is little to no affectionate touch, such as hugging or holding hands, it suggests that your female friend or your guy love interest might see you strictly as a friend and not as a potential romantic companion. The lack of physical contact signifies a boundary between friendship and love, indicating that they prefer to maintain a platonic relationship with you, devoid of any intimate gestures or sexual feelings. Okay, on the other side of the coin, signs to help you know that you're not in the friend zone. Of course, just because you're friends with someone doesn't mean that romantic feelings can't develop between the two of you. So here are some signs to look for that can indicate that a friend might be interested in something more, especially if they're too shy to tell you. If a friend finds everything you say amusing or interesting, if a friend starts to genuinely compliment you more often, if a friend starts touching you more often, innocently placing a hand on your arm, for example, this is so true. My best friend and I were like siblings, my guy friend, and I remember walking somewhere together and he grabbed my hand for fun just to gross me out, and it totally did. It was so weird. It felt like my brother was trying to hold my hand. Ew. So in a case where you don't feel like siblings and they start touching you more often, it's a good sign that you're not in the friend zone. If a friend is more willing to go out of their way to spend time with you and to do what you're interested in, yeah, I've always said if someone is interested in you, they will make the time. Even the busiest person on the planet will make time for what they want. Any significant changes in your friendship can indicate that you are moving out of the friend zone. And strangely enough, growing discomfort or awkwardness between the two of you is often a sign that you're leaving the friend zone. How can I avoid the friend zone? I think the first way is to be upfront and honest with your feelings, but sometimes it's tough. We don't like being vulnerable, but it will help you to avoid awkward situations down the road, like whether or not you're just friends or something more. You might think that listening to their problems or being a shoulder to cry on when they break up with someone else will give you a chance to get closer. But in reality, this can just reinforce the idea in their mind that you're just a friend and not a romantic partner. While it may seem counterintuitive, while you're getting to know someone, you actually may want to try pulling back from these types of conversations. And I was in this boat once. I had told a guy that I would like to see if there was anything more than just our friendship. He'd just broken up with a girl, and I know I should have given him more time before telling him how I felt, but we'd been friends for years, so I thought it'd be okay. He came over one night, and as we talked, he kept bringing up that other girl that he broke up with. So I made the decision then that he needed me as a friend right now more than the me who was interested in a romantic relationship with him. It didn't end up going anywhere after that, and it was pretty painful at the time, but I had made the choice just to be a friend to him. The choice is yours. If you can catch being friend-zoned early on, you have a better chance of escaping it. And can you really get out of it? Yes, you can. Friendship often blossoms into romantic connections, and the truth is that sometimes the harder you push, the more the other person will resist. But there are certainly things you can do to get out of it. If you're stuck in the friend zone, the first thing you need to do is start establishing boundaries. You don't want to fall into the trap of becoming too friendly or too comfortable. Start being busy when they want to do something. Don't be so available. They'll wonder if you're spending time with someone else. You also sometimes need to change the topic of conversation. For example, if the conversation turns to someone they like, change the subject. If you're accustomed to sharing your own problems with them, you may want to pull back. Maybe find somebody else that will listen. Start gradually selling yourself as the catch you are and talk about your successes. They might think that this is a little strange at first and wonder why you're pulling back, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. Introducing some changes and discomfort can help them start to consider your relationship differently. If you want to get out of the friend zone and into their arms, try flirting with them. It may feel awkward at first, but I'm pretty sure you'll get your answer fairly quickly just by their reaction. Getting out of the friend zone after rejection. Sometimes you realize you're in the friend zone only when you go out on a limb and tell someone that you're interested. If they respond that they only see you as a friend, then you've been friend zoned. That's pretty obvious. At this point, I personally might have said, "See ya," not because I didn't want to be their friend anymore, just out of sheer embarrassment. While, of course, you need to respect their decision, there are still things that you can do at this point to escape the friend zone. And in fact, since you've already revealed your feelings, it may be even easier. While you don't want to look like you're pulling away because you're hurt, it's a good idea to give them space at this time. This gives them an opportunity to think about what happened and figure out what they really want. And you can show them how desirable you are by being in demand elsewhere. And also that you respect their response. But something you don't want to do is start seeing somebody else immediately. If it's just to get over that person you've been friend-zoned by, this kind of jealousy tactics rarely work and make it seem like you aren't serious. Plus, it's not fair to the other person that you just started dating. I had a friend who I really liked when we first met, but the feeling wasn't mutual. Over the years, we stayed really good friends, and then one day he asked me to go to a concert with him. I was looking forward to it because we were good friends, but kind of wondering why all of a sudden he asked me out. He was honest with me. He told me he wanted to take me out to make a girl he liked jealous. I was already on the date with him when he informed me. And even though I felt a little used, I just chalked it up to something friends do for each other, which is not true. A true friend wouldn't have put me in that position. Knowing at one point that I really had feelings for him, we weren't really friends after that. So don't do that. Anyway, instead of using jealousy tactics, maintain contact by having good reasons to see each other, rather than one of you eventually having to awkwardly reach out. Ask them for favors or to get a ride if both of you are going to the same place. Put clear boundaries in place. Limit what you share about yourself. Also, if there are parts of your life that you were sharing because you saw the relationship going further, pull back on those. This protects you and can help them see that your relationship may have been more intimate than they previously realized. Finally, focus on moving on. While you may hope that they start to return your feelings, you can't really wait for this to happen. I also was in this situation. Shocker, huh? After being single for 15 years, I've pretty much been in most situations. But I really liked a guy who had gotten divorced about 6 months earlier. We actually had been friends, really good friends, before he got married. And his marriage lasted a couple years and then it ended. So we started dating, and from what he said and how he acted, I could tell he wasn't quite over his ex. I'd been through some relationships and scenarios that led me to avoid getting hurt in this way again. So I told him how I'd been feeling. He agreed that he hadn't gotten over her yet and maybe needed more time. And I understood, but I told him I wasn't going to wait around. Not to pressure or manipulate him, just to respect myself and protect my heart. I needed to separate myself from that situation so I could move on. Move on by investing in yourself. Learn something new, meet new people, and maybe do something that you've always been scared to do. This will either make you more attractive to your crush or help you move on. How to friendzone someone else? So let's look at the other side of things. What if you know that a friend has feelings for you, but you want to make it clear that, as far as you're concerned, you're just friends? While some people are better at picking up on hints than others, what I've learned personally is that guys are terrible at picking up hints, so girls, don't give hints, just talk to them. If that's not an option for you right now, there are things that you can do to firmly put someone in the friend zone. Avoid meeting up one-to-one. Always suggest that a mutual friend come along or conveniently run into something just before meeting up. Remind them that you see them as a sibling or cousin. You don't have to say it specifically, but maybe talk about experiences that relate to that kind of friendship. Limit physical touch, as this can give your friend the wrong idea and feed their hope that something more could happen. Check yourself for flirting. It's easy to fall into flirting habits, even with friends, so watch your body language and be aware of any banter. Don't act like a partner. Maybe the two of you are accustomed to going grocery shopping or going to movies together just to see the new releases. So break the habits that blur the lines of your relationship. Tell them about other people you're interested in, but not in a way that would make them jealous. For example, mention that someone did something or said something weird, but note that you didn't mind because you really liked them. If they try to bring up their feelings and you aren't willing to have a frank conversation, change the subject. If you do this often enough, it will show that the subject is off the table. The best way is just to be upfront with your feelings, because I've done a few of those and it's just so much better just to talk about it upfront. Because not everyone you're attracted to will return your feelings. You will have people in your life who care about you deeply, but don't see you as anything more than a friend. At some point, you do need to accept the way the other person feels and start looking elsewhere for the romantic connections that you desire. But people will friendzone you for a variety of reasons. While some genuinely have no romantic interest in you, others may simply not have considered the possibility before now. Others won't want to risk the friendship or worry about what it could do to the dynamics of a friendship or a friendship group. Just keep in mind, as you're out there socializing and dating, you will not match with everyone. It would be really weird if you did. You're not for everyone, but you are for some, and you only need one. Whether it's a long-time friendship that has blossomed into something more, or you were friend-zoned and decided to move on and found someone even better suited for you, respect yourself, love yourself, and realize that you deserve love and respect from that special someone as well. Happy dating! Hey, if you can relate to any of my experiences, or if you think you may be stuck in the past or feel like you're just spinning in indecision and can't move forward, I can help. I learned to recognize behaviors in myself that kept me from progressing in the direction I wanted to go. And through coaching, I was able to work through it and my future opened up to me. I would love to help you figure it out way faster than I did. I love coaching because this stuff really works. It worked and is still working for me. And I love helping others see that life doesn't just happen to them. They can take the wheel and pilot their own experience the way it was intended. If you want coaching, whether through dating or any relationship you have or want to have, I'm your girl. You can sign up for coaching on my website at datingbydeb.com. And to start out, sign up for a 1-hour free consultation. It's not scary or awkward. We'll just chat about what's going on for you right now, where you ultimately want to be, and how I can help you get there. Or you can message me on Facebook at ByDeb or Instagram at datingbydeb. Or I am so happy to receive emails at datingbydeb@gmail.com. So please share any experiences, insight, or awkward dating moments with me. I read all my messages and love to share others' experiences too. This is my passion and I want to help you make the most of your single experience.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Deb McEwen. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.